The Department of Defense has created a new certificate to award to as many as 500,000 veterans who were exposed to radiation during nuclear weapons tests between 1945 and 1992. But as WUSF Stephanie Colombini reports, the move is leaving many of these atomic veterans underwhelmed.
84-year-old Tom Bocci of Ormond Beach, Florida, is flipping through a scrapbook he keeps of old pictures and articles about his time in the Air Force.
This was our flight crew here, and that's me.
He never went to war, but he still feels like he was part of history. In 1958, Bocci was involved in dozens of atomic tests on the Eniwetok Atoll in the Pacific. He serviced planes that flew through mushroom clouds after explosions, while he and his comrades watched in awe from the island maybe 10 miles away.
You're a young kid, you know. You're out there to say, wow, look what they're doing. Look at this, you know. And they never told us, you know, the radiation, the after effects or anything.
Bocci points himself out in a photo of young men wearing khaki shorts, short-sleeve shirts, and baseball caps.
That was our protective clothing for the atomic bombs.
After decades of being sworn to secrecy, atomic veterans were finally able to share their experiences in the late 90s. Many realized they suffered from similar health problems, and the VA expanded benefits for some whose diseases the government deemed were linked to radiation exposure. Bocci's heart problems didn't qualify, but he pushed for years with the National Association of Atomic Veterans to at least get a service medal.
They felt that there needed to be some recognition of those of us that were there, that did this, you know, for the country, but forgotten.
But the military says giving out medals for non-combat hazardous service is inconsistent with its awards program. Still, the government is now acknowledging the atomic veterans. Congress required the Pentagon to issue certificates to eligible vets who request them. They haven't started going out yet, but some veterans and their families are disappointed they'll only receive a piece of paper.
That's an insult, really, to these men.
That's Judith Frederick. Her late husband, Walter, was involved in nuclear tests in Nevada in 1955. The Army veteran died in 2017 after battling radiation-related skin cancers and a nerve disease for decades.
A medal is something special, and the atomic veterans are a special class. They gave their lives for this country, and they are still giving their lives for this country, just like anybody that goes to Afghanistan, Vietnam, Korea, and gets shot.
It's not the first time non-wartime veterans have lost a similar fight. People who served during the Cold War era also pushed for medals but got certificates. Retired Colonel Fred Bork is a military historian who's written about awards. He says he understands why the atomic veterans want a medal, but says it's reasonable the Pentagon limits who gets them.
There's only so much money to go around, and if I'm trying to really take care of my people who are on active duty, and I want to motivate them today, that my policy and my focus has to be on the present and the future.
Still, Judith Frederick is holding out hope she'll get a medal for her husband one day, although she says he was so fed up with the military and the VA that by the time he died, he had no interest in an award.
Let's just say he thought it was too little too late. I feel a little differently about it.
Sitting at her Fort Lauderdale kitchen table, she clutches a letter he wrote to the government in the 80s as he fought for compensation. It's signed, "Yours truly, Guinea Pig." Frederick says she wants the medal to help her grandkids remember her husband's service and sacrifice. I'm Stephanie Colombini in Tampa.